The meeting is now in session, as Rhonda just told me. Rhonda, I want you to lead us in the pledge, and then we'll have you go into prayer, okay?
Okay. Are we ready? Then we probably do need to stand, don't we?
Yeah.
Everyone, please stand. I have no idea which way the flag is, so.
The flag's straight ahead of you, I think.
Somehow face what you think may be the flag.
It's over here. The white's over there.
Okay. We're all covered. Okay.
Now,
do I need the mic or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's one. Okay. Right. Wait a minute.
Do what?
We're looking for Rhonda's mic.
I don't think there is one.
Yes, there is. There's
okay.
One right here. Here, Rhonda. Here's this one.
I can just hold it if you want me to.
Here, you take
okay,
that one.
There we go.
Let me turn it on. Though,
check, check.
You.
Oh,
you got to turn it on.
Check, 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 check. I got it on. I turned it on. I flipped it up.
Test it. No, you don't.
I did.
No. Hold on.
I flipped it up, and it didn't do anything.
Pushed up. Okay, Rhonda.
Okay. Are we ready?
Well, no, we're not ready.
You got the mic? Here's
there
the mic.
You go.
Okay, check. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Everybody, please stand, and we're ready, I think. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Okay, please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this gathering that we're having. We thank you for all those who are able to attend, and we ask you to bless those who are not able. And we also ask just your comfort and peace with us as for those who have lost loved ones who can't be here this year. We just ask that your blessing be with us, that your Holy Spirit guide and direct us in all that is said and done this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness in our lives and your power and your presence and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
You may be seated, I think.
Thank you. Okay, without further ado, it's time for the Secretary's Report. Deanne, you're front and center in your own mic. She says, wait just a moment.
Okay. I don't know. For some reason, I'm already out of breath. Okay, I'm reading this from my Braille note, and again, since the mic is not on the stand, I'm doing it one-handed. minutes, June 9th through the 11th, 2017. Biennial Convention Alumni Association, Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. At Embassy Suites, Indianapolis North, 3912 Vincennes Road, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46268. Friday evening, June 9th, session 1. President Nancy Richard Burris opened the Friday evening session with welcome and announcements. President Nancy Burris led the Pledge of Allegiance. No flag was available. Jackie Martin Seaburns said prayer. Uh-oh. I just hit the wrong button. You know, when you have a technology, you can also lose your place. Jackie Martin Seaburns said prayer. Dina Polston led in the singing of the school song, We Love You, ISB VI. President Nancy Burris said thank you to committee members for their service in the past 2 years, 2015 through 2017. Auditing Committee, Monty Seaburns, Jackie Seaburns, Alice Richhart, and Steve Bonds. Constitution Committee, Tammy Hollingsworth, John Huffman. Cookbook Committee, Deanne Hart, Dina Polston, Diane Graves, and Phil Foxworth. Fundraising Committee was Corey Wills, Steve Bonds, Lori Bennett, Monty Seaburns, Jackie Seaburns, Bill Sparks. Hospitality Committee was Abby Fleener, Ron Thomas, Chris Hollingsworth, and Program Committee was Barbara Price, Tammy Hollingsworth, Amanda Knowles, and Alumni Scholarship Fund is John Huffman, Don Kors, and Bob Easterling. Website Committee, Bill Sparks. President Nancy Burris passed the microphone. All present stated name, year of graduation, or left the school, and where they now reside. President Nancy Burris introduced our two guest speakers, which was Tiffany Sanders and Christina who is with the ISBVI update, and Christina Wynn with a presentation about ISB and ISBVI history project. Following the two presentations, President Nancy Burris opened the floor. The first call for 2017-2019 officer nominations. Incumbent President Nancy Richhart Burris declined any nominations for office. Her attention was focused towards being an ambassador for autism. For autism awareness. President Bill Sparks, for President Bill Sparks was nominated by John Huffman, seconded by Dina Polston. Bill Sparks accepted the nomination. Corey Wills, nominated by Matt Noon, seconded by Troy Hopping. Corey Wills accepted the nomination. On the third and final call for president nominations by Chris Hollingsworth, it was moved that nominations cease for the evening. Motion carried. Vice President Dina Polston received a first by Deanne Hart and a second, another female voice in the audience. Dina Polston accepted the nomination on the third and final call for Vice President. On the third call for nominations, which was made by Chris Hollingsworth, moved that nominations cease for the evening. I skipped something there. Yeah. Okay. Nominations cease for the evening. Motion carried. That was just for that office. Sorry. It confused me. Okay. Secretary Deanne Hart received a first from Rhonda Bazikas and a second from another female in the audience. And honestly, just a side note here, when you're reading, it helps to have two hands because you can be moving forward and that, whereas when you're reading and with one hand, you can't read forward. I don't know. Is there any way? Is it working? Is it working? Oh. Oh, okay. I thought it wasn't working. Okay, there. All right, thank you. Here. Yes. Much better. All right. That everybody can hear me? Okay. All right.
This mic does work.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, what happened is when I moved, I hit the button. It took me back to the top of the document. That's one of the disadvantages to having your moving keys on your Braille notes and that towards the front. Sometimes you hit those accidentally. That happens to me more often than not. Okay, I'm fine now. Okay, I'm going. The nomination. Nomination of Deanne Hart, and she accepted... Wait, did I finish? Okay. Deanne Hart, and she accepted the nomination. On the third and final call for secretary nominations, Chris Hollingsworth moved that nomination cease. Motion carried. Treasurer Rhonda Bazikas, incumbent treasurer, was nominated. The microphone is sinking. nominated by Dina Polston, seconded by Troy Hopping. Rhonda Bazikas accepted the nomination. On third and final call for treasurer nominations, Chris Hollingsworth moved that nominations cease for the evening. Motion carried. President Nancy Burris, with a motion and a second, closed the Friday evening business session. The rest of the evening was spent socializing. Saturday morning, June 10th, Session 2. President Nancy Burris called the Saturday morning session to order, followed by welcome and announcements. President Nancy Burris asked Secretary Dina Polston for the Secretary's report. Secretary Dina Polston read the minutes from the 2015 Biennial Convention. Chris Hollingsworth made a motion to accept the 2015 Biennial Convention minutes as read. A second was heard by multiple people, male and female. In discussion issues, issues A, ISBASF meeting at conventions, and B, lifetime membership. No changes to the minutes. Chris Hollingsworth called for the question. Second by, I'm going to get laughing here, the mic keeps sinking, by Teresa Fleener. Motion carried. President Nancy Burris recognized John Huffman to speak on behalf of the Indiana Blind Children's Foundation. And John shared that it was established in 1993 with a goal of providing monetary support to programs of the ISBVI, which could not be covered through regular state appropriations, appropriation processes. The mission of the foundation is to invest in the education of students who have blindness or visual impairment issues. Done so each stay. I'm talking to the mic. Done so each issue. Done visual impairment issues. Done so each student can thrive in school and daily life. Oh, it's this one here, but it kind of sinks forward and that, like this. See, it does this. It swivels. So, well, at least it's not me sinking, okay? we're not done. Daily life. Mr. Huffman highlighted the foundation's efforts to support the ISBVI program and campus and through the statewide outreach. Indiana Blind Children's fundraisers include Walking for Dreams event, Eagle Creek Golf Club event, and annual gala at the gala in Vidal 2017. Student music and arts will be a major benefactor of the fund the need program. Individual donations can be made to the foundation. For more information, explore their website for Indiana Blind Children's Foundation. And then I gave the web link. I'm going to pass that up. But unless you want, I'll give it to you. http://www.indianablindbcf.org. President Nancy Burris recognized Don Kors, ISBVI school board member. Since 2002, shared the importance of making donations in care of IBCF to benefit students at ISBVI. If a donation is made directly to ISBVI, the donation goes into the school donation account. When the state chooses not to use state money, when the school chooses not to use state money, they suggest Mr. Durst that he take it out of donated funds. President Burris recognized Corey Wills, who commented on how IBCF donations have been used. President Nancy Burris reopened 2017-2019 officer nominations. For president, on third and final call for additional nominations for president, Rhonda Bozikas moved that nominations be closed. Motion carried. Vice president, on third and final call for additional nominations for vice president, Jeff Claxton moved that nominations be closed. Abby Fleener amended the motion to include that Dina Polston be elected by acclamation. Motion carried. Secretary Abby Fleener was nominated by Teresa Fleener. On third and final call for additional nominations for Secretary, Chris Hollingsworth moved that nominations be closed. Motion carried. Treasurer, on third and final call for additional nominations for Treasurer, Alice Richhart moved that nominations be closed and that Rhonda Bozikas be elected by acclamation. Motion carried. President Nancy Burris stated that voting will be held at the afternoon session. A written ballot will be used in voting for candidates for president and secretary. Writing utensils, pens, slates, braille, writers, will be made available to those who do not have their own. President Nancy Burris restated the names of those who were nominated for president, Bill Sparks and Corey Wills, Secretary Deanne Hart and Abby Fleener. President Nancy Burris recognized Jeff Claxton, who inquired about an update to the directory published in 2008. Dina Polston, Bill Sparks, Rhonda Bozikas, Chris Hollingsworth, and others spoke to the complex issues of keeping ISBVI directory and database current. Bill Sparks spoke of the continued development of the website and the protection used to prevent unauthorized access, which are already in practice. Bill Sparks stated, in the end, website may help in collection of information and ease of publishing of future directories. President Nancy Burris and Secretary Dina Polston promoted the new website, www.isbvialumni.net. President Nancy Burris and Dina Polston made motion to nominate Connie and Jean Kabowski for honorary membership. Motion carried. President Nancy Burris announced that the lunch speaker will be William Powell. Corey Wills made the motion to adjourn for lunch. All were in favor. Motion carried. Saturday afternoon, June 10th, session 3. Following elections of 2017-2019 officers, President Nancy Burris opened the Saturday afternoon session by recognizing the oldest ISB and ISBVI alumnus present, and Don and Jerry Kors, 1957, and I believe they'll get that again today. Youngest ISBVI alumni present was Tyler Shirk. I don't think you'll get that today. And Tyler Shirk and Alex Gillen, 2010. The farthest distance was Dennis Rusak. However, there may have been a close tie with Florida. President Nancy Burris introduced Tammy Hollingsworth for the Constitution Committee to read the proposed constitutional amendments. Tammy Hollingsworth informed those assembled that amendments submitted by the Constitution Committee are read out loud at two consecutive biennial conventions, first reading 2015 and second reading 2017. At the second reading, they can be ratified. Amendments can be ratified by a two-thirds vocal vote. Majority of those present in the ballroom and eligible to vote. The purpose statement, current and proposed language for amendments in Article 2, Section 1 and 3, Article 3, Section 1 and 6, Article 4, Title, Section 2, 3, 4, and 5, Article 5, Section 4, B, 5, and 6, and conforming grammatical changes, Article 1, in Article 1, Section 2, and bylaws, were read and ratified, one at a time. See, and I did put an attachment for that instead of reading them out loud at this time, if you would prefer. They're here. Article 2, membership, amend Section 1, modify the definition of full membership to be eligible for full membership in this organization. Persons must graduate from the Indiana School for the Blind or Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, or must complete 1 year of attendance at the school, and must be 18 years of age. Recent graduates of the school may be the yes of the organization at the first biennial convention after graduation, and by complying with the provisions of Article 5, Section 3, may become voting members. Now, this is just the what was proposed and what was accepted that is written here. First and second on the motion to ratify was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Approved 2017. Article 2, membership. Amend Section 3. Section 3 modifies cause for suspension to include more than just failure to comply with association regulations, and further gives suspended members a procedure to follow to become a become reinstated in the association. Suspension. Suspension member may be suspended by a two-thirds vote of the members present and voting at any regular meeting for such cause as the organization shall deem proper. Suspended member may be reinstated by a simple majority vote of the members present and voting upon a proper motion by a member in good standing at any subsequent regular meeting. A first and second on the motion to ratify was heard and passed with all in favor. After discussion, providing background as to why the amendment may be deemed to be necessary, approved 2017. Article 3, Officers and Duties of Officers, amend Section 1, the purpose to clarify the procedure regarding secret ballot elections. Association shall be president, vice president, recording secretary, and treasurer, who shall be elected by secret ballot when there is more than one nominee for the office being considered. A simple majority vote in favor of a candidate shall be sufficient for election. Where no candidate receives a majority of votes, of votes cast, there shall be a second runoff, a second round of voting as soon as practicable by secret ballot involving only the two candidates who received the highest vote totals in the first round. A first and a second, Rhonda, I believe, was the first, and Dina Polston on the motion to ratify was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Approved 2017. Article 3, Officers and Duties of Officers. Amend Section 6, the purpose to address what procedure should be followed in the event that a scheduled convention meeting should not take place, or a candidate for a particular office cannot be found. Term of office. The term of office of each officer shall begin after the close of biennial convention at which he or she was elected and expire at the close of the next biennial convention of the association, or as soon as a successor has been duly chosen. A first and a second, I believe the first was from John Huffman and the second was from Dina Polston, on the motion to ratify was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Approved 2017. Article 4, Committee and Duties of Committees. Amend Section 2, 3, 4, and 5. The purpose to move standing committee descriptions to the bylaws, thus allowing for more flexibility in adopting new standing committees, modifying committee organization, and adapting committee duties as needs of the association change. Strike Section 2, 3, 4, and 5 from Article 4 of the Constitution and create a new bylaw, Bylaw 5, containing all the language from Section 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it says, see bylaw amendments, which will be later on. First, I believe it was Teresa Fleener, and second on the motion to ratify was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Approved 2017. Amend Article 4, title, which was the title for that section, the purpose to reflect the new content of the article. Article 4, Executive Committee, a first and a second on the motion to ratify was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Approved 2017. Article 5, Convention Amendment, Section 4, amends Subsection B, Bylaw, the purpose to change the required two-thirds majority vote to a simple majority vote when amending bylaws. And this is how it was read. No amendment may be made to the bylaws without being considered at two sessions of a biennial convention of the association. Such an amendment shall be presented in writing and shall require for its adoption a favorable majority vote of the members present and eligible to vote. A first by Chris Hollingsworth and second on the motion to ratify was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Approved 2017. Article 5, Convention Amendment, Section 5, Parliamentary Procedure. The purpose to clarify that proceedings of this organization shall be governed by the most recent edition of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, which shall be provided by the Executive Committee throughout the duration of the convention. Section 5, Parliamentary Procedure. Proceedings of this organization shall be governed by the most recent edition of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, which shall be provided by the Executive Committee throughout the duration of the convention. Now, for those of you that think I'm reiterating myself, I'm putting the purpose out, and then I'm putting what it was ratified to be. So don't think I'm stuttering. A first and a second on the motion to ratify was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Approved 2017. Article 5, Convention Amend Section 6, Adoption. The purpose to create a subsection. A subsection B to conform with the voting change made in Article Article 5, Section D, Subsection B. Wait, Section 4, Subsection B. Adoption. This Constitution shall become effective immediately upon adoption, section by section. A favorable vote of 2/3 of the members of the association present and eligible to vote. Bylaws of this organization shall become effective immediately upon adoption, bylaw by bylaw, by a favorable majority vote of the members of the association present and eligible to vote. A first, I believe, was by Rhonda Bozikas, and the second on the motion to ratify was heard. Discussion, amend, not needed. Motion passed with a supermajority in favor and one objection. Approved 2017. Additionally, there have been conforming and grammatical changes. Article 1, Section 2, 3, it's members who shall, by their exchange of ideas, be mutually benefited. The Constitution Committee, John Huffman and Tammy Hollingsworth, presented a motion that the Constitution Committee be granted authority to make technical, conforming, and grammatical corrections. A first and a second on the motion presented was heard. Motion passed with all in favor. Motion carried. Tammy Hollingsworth read adopted bylaw 4 and 5. After some debate, it was decided by consensus that bylaws 4 $250 lifetime membership has already been ratified on Sunday, June 14, 2015. Bylaw 5 was newly created by ratifying the amendment to the Constitution, moving the content of Article 4, Committees and Duties of Committees, Section 2, 3, 4, and 5, from the Constitution to the bylaw. Saturday, July 10th, 2017. President Nancy Burris announced the elected results, officers for 2017-2019. Each new officer spoke briefly. Bill Sparks, President, Dina Polston, Vice President, Deanne Hart, Secretary, Rhonda Bozikas, Treasurer. New business. President Nancy Burris presented the following suggestions on behalf of the Executive Committee. Future nominees run candidate campaign in advance of convention or at convention. Pay for a safety deposit box to store important association documents and financial records, etc. Rent a post office box in Indianapolis for mail. Tammy Hollingsworth made a motion and second was heard to create a strong official standing fundraising committee to give it the focus and credit it deserves. Bylaw 5, Section 6. All in favor, motion passed. A first and a second was heard on the motion to table the discussion on new ideas and adjourn the afternoon session. Motion carried. Sunday, June 11th, 2017. Alumni Memorial Service. Jackie Seaburns and a choir led us in singing. Their songs included, "You Are Holy, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, How Great Thou Art." Secretary Dina Polston led in prayer. Secretary Dina Polston read the list of names deceased since 2015. 2, 3 of 16, Bo, Douglas, Botkin, class of 2000. Class of 2003. 7, 17 of 15 was Elena McNeely. 8, 5 of 15 was Glenn Dysinger, class of 1985. 8, 4 of 15 was Calvin Word, class of 1957. 9, 14 of 15 was Roberta Thomas McNeely, class of 1967. 12, 5 of 15 was Stephen Lee Spiker. Don Trahune, Michelle Huff, and Mabel Johnson. Mabel Johnson was a teacher at the school. 3, 12 of 17 was Tom Busick, who was an O&M instructor. 2, 26 of 17 was Doug Raymond, class of 1988. 3, 25 of 17 was Kenny Bennett. 9, 19 of 16 was Jacob Alexander Gooding, class of 2012. Chris Hollingsworth presented a message on influence, remembering the influence of those who precede us, influence on generations to come after us. Scripture reference was Matthew 5:13-16. Sermon on the Mount, Beatitudes. Chris Hollingsworth closed in prayer. Rhonda Horton Vazekas gave life testimony. She has written a book sharing the influence God has had in changing life. The book is for sale, available for $15, available on Kindle and Amazon. That's a commercial. we're getting there. Title is From Dreaming a Dream to Sharing a Song. Sunday morning, June 11th, 2017, session 4. President Nancy Burris called the Sunday morning business session to order with announcements. President Nancy Burris asked Chris Hollingsworth to lead us in prayer. President Burris asked Monty Seaburns, for the audit report. Monty reported that the books are in good standing. President Nancy Burris recognized Rhonda Bozikas for the treasurer's report. Rhonda Bozikas reported beginning bank balance, which was $9,639.31. Ending bank balance was $4,505.02. ICOF fund was $1,558.42. Receipts $11,761.58. Expenses $21,010.89. 27 convention income $1,370. President Nancy Burris recognized Chris Hollingsworth, who made a motion and a second was heard to accept the treasurer's report and audit report. President Burris recognized Edie Huffman, who made a motion to place the Herman Eichhoff Fund of $1,558.42 in a separate account from the association's general fund. A first and a second was heard. Motion passed. President Nancy Burris recognized Steve Bonds, Barbara Price, Corey Wills, Deanne Hart, Bill Sparks for committee reports. Barbara Price announced that tentatively we are penciled in for the June 7 through 9, 2019 convention here at the Embassy Suites. Diane Graves thanked Bill Sparks for the website. Nancy Burris gave the president's report. 2016, 13 seniors graduated. 2017, 12 graduated. Two self-development awards were presented. We had a pizza party for the seniors, and early in the senior year, we gave we have connected with seniors as some depart mid-year. Thanked officers for their leadership. And Alice Richhart made a motion that the fee for processing registration be attached to individual registrations to tier pricing if you register with cash pay one price, and if you pay online with card, 3% above. A first and a second was heard. There was some discussion. A majority was in favor with a couple of objections. Motion did pass. Don Coors made a motion to leave the decision to whether to rent post office box, safety deposit box for important documents and other items for safekeeping, and how to handle the storage of archivable association records to the executive committee. First and second of the motion was heard. All were in favor. Motion passed. Don Coors announced throughout the weekend Scholarship Fund has been selling raffle tickets for $1 each. The ISBA is also known as the Scholarship Fund, kept 50% and divided, which was $113. The remaining 50% was given to raffle ticket winners. Drawn 25% for Don Coors, 57%, $57, 15% to Pam Schnur, and $34, 10% to John Huffman. President Nancy Burris made closing announcements. Dina Polston made a motion that there being no further business, that the 2017 convention be adjourned. A first and the second was heard. All were in favor. Motion passed. Respectfully submitted, Dina Polston, 2015-2017 Secretary, Alumni Association of the Indiana School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And that is it.
All right. Let's get back and get things into. Wait a minute. Let me get back by the podium.
Door prizes will have to wait until we hear a motion on the approval.
Right. Yes. Yes, Rhonda.
Hold on. Where are you?
I'm over here. Can you see me?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
I can see you. That would be if you guys. Once the mic stand up after you get out in five.
This is Rhonda Bozikas, and I move that the reading of the secretary's minutes be approved as read.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Passed. Okay, Dee, do we have anything else before? Oh, we need to. Okay, go ahead, please. Yes.
Hold on, where are you?
We need to know who's speaking, please.
No, can't hear you. Plus, it's being on the radio or computer.
I know what to do on the radio. The only thing I got to say is, Bill, the only thing is, I think, personally, I wasn't here, but the scholarship fundraiser, as a joke, sounds like it was rigged. The president and one of the big members of the scholarship committee win the prizes. That's all. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
What is your proof, sir?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Order, please. I think we need to open up the nominations again the second time around. Do we have anyone else wanting to run for the office of president? Going once? Anyone else want to run for the office of president? Going twice? I mean, where's Chris? Anyone else want to run? What? All right. I'm saying it for the third time. Anyone else want to run for the office of president?
Okay.
All right. That one's closed. All right. Vice president. Anyone else want to seek the nomination of vice president? Anybody thought about it? Going once? Anyone else want to run for the office of vice president? Going second time? Anyone else? iPhone, please be quiet over here. Anyone else want to run for the office of vice president?
The nomination
for vice president ceases. Second. There's a purpose in why Chris is here. It took me a little while to figure it out, but I got it. Anybody want to run for the office of secretary? Do we have anyone else interested in that illustrious office? Anyone else interested in running for the office of secretary? For the third time, does anyone else want to run for the office of secretary? Chris?
Mr. President,
yes.
I move that the nominations be closed.
Seconded.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Beth. All right. Treasurer, anyone else want to run for the office of treasurer? We're looking for candidates for the office of treasurer. Anyone else want to run for the office of treasurer? For the final time, do I hear anyone that wants to run for the office of treasurer?
Move that nominations for treasurer be closed.
Second. All right. It looks like, unless there's any, is there any other business? Yeah, scholarship. In, yes.
Hold on, Dina.
Who is that, please?
I'm coming.
Dina.
I just want to remind everyone that the registration will be open one last time. If you are not checked in with us, you are not eligible to vote in the election. So I know we have one member that I really like that has not checked in with us yet. So I hope that people will do that. Thank you.
Rhonda.
Here, I'll stand up.
Why don't you just come up front?
Well, I can. You want me to do that?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
I simply wanted to announce, Bill, this is Rhonda Bozikas. I wanted to announce that John Hart has left some, and he did this on purpose. We have cards up on the registration table. Can you hear Harden? Excuse me. I knew better. John Harden, John Hart is no longer with us. John Harden has left some cards up on the registration table. He repairs Braille writers. So we have cards available with his contact information for anyone who may be interested. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. We need to review to make sure we understand who's running for the offices. Okay. Kevin Mattingly's running for president against myself, Bill Sparks. Vice president, we have Teresa Fleener. And what's that guy's name? Corey Wills, that's it. He's running along with Dina Polston. Secretary, we have Amanda Knowles and Robin Graves. Diane, I'm sorry. Old habits die hard. Old habits die hard. You answered anything as long as it's time to eat, right? Okay. Treasurer, we have the immortal, illustrious, whatever you want to call her, Deanne Hart. We have Barbara Price. And who am I missing? Tyler Shirk. How can I forget Tyler? Tyler, the one, I guess I did. That's all right. I'll take about all those good things I said about you last night about. Okay, but anyway, good luck to everyone who runs for office.
Any other President, Mr. President.
Yes.
This is Faye. Can everybody give a synopsis of themselves in maybe 5 minutes or less so we can know what it's about you and what you are for?
Right. We We will do that in the afternoon business session because we have a scholarship committee meeting. And that's why we can't do it right now, Faye, but we will be glad to do that. Yes. You may. Who's asking for the microphone?
It's the one that you forgot. Okay, at this time, all items have been, all the pre-orders have been picked up. So whatever is left is up for sale. We got the cups, the tote bags, the cookbooks, the directories, and the t-shirts. And also, I just realized that we had CDs that were given to us of variety shows that were in the past, and also Leo Club things as well that we're going to be selling for a dollar. Also, I'm trying to remember. So that's pretty much it. And if you buy a cup and a bag and a tote bag, it's $25. The cups are white with a black lid and black handle. And in green, it says ISBVI alumni. On the other side, it has a picture of the tower. The bags are cream color. They are ISBVI Alumni Association on the front. Picture of the tower on the back. And I and green handles, thank you. And that's bags are 15, cups are 10. And the cups and the bags are 25. And t-shirts are 15. So I'm not taking anything home, according to my wife. But she's not here, so. But if you guys want anything, let me know. See Barb or Amanda back there, and I'm not taking any of it home. So, did anybody have any questions for me at this time?
No. We don't have time. All right, don't have time.
Meeting is across the hall in Section D, Mr. President.
Yes.
Hang on.
All right,
we're in the way. That's why I'm in
the way. I move that the morning session be closed.
All right. All in favor?